I'm bored.
Yeah, me too.
Is there anything on telly?
Hang on, let's have a look. Oh, here we go. TV. 8 PM, BBC One. No Time for Tears. Hospital drama starring Anna Neagle as the kindly matron of a children's ward.
That can't be right. You're looking at an old paper.
No. 4th of April, 1957. Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, no, it's got one of those spot the ball competitions.
Oh, right.
Should we do it?
Yeah, go on then. Oh, this is too easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's right next to his penis, isn't it?
Yeah. I like those long shorts, though.
What's that?
His other ball?
No, no. No, that noise.
Oh, sorry, that was my tummy.
Oh, right.
Sorry, I'm a bit hungry.
Hello!
Oh, hi, Leslie.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your hats. It's the Hudson and Pepperdine Show.
Oh, bloody hell.
What, now?
Today?
No, today. What's the date?
It's the 4th of April.
Yeah, 1957 or 2000. Oh, sorry. Oh, gosh.
No, quick, get your costume on.
Oh, no, I can't. I can't find it. I can't find it anywhere.
Well, it must be here somewhere.
No, it's not. It's not anywhere. It's completely lost. Oh, here it is.
Her name is Hudson. She is a showgirl.
With yellow feathers in my hair.
And a mad psychotic stare.
Her name is Pepperdine. That's not so easy to rhyme.
Dreamt of being a star.
That's why she wears that push-up bra.
She sits there so refined.
She's pissed out of her mind.
We are young, we have each other, and we've lost our minds. Cause we're Hudson and Pepperdine, the hardest stack knob of the Northern Line. Hudson
and Pepperdine.
One.
Sorry.
Music and fashion are always our passion. She is Hudson.
I feel too tired.
What?
And I haven't got my tap shoes on.
Oh, for goodness sake, we just have to stand here then. This is so embarrassing. What's that?
Sorry, that's my tummy again.
Oh, for sorry. God's sake.
Is it very noticeable?
Yes, we're Hudson.
Hudson
and Pepperdine.
Sorry.
The hardest agnob of the
Metropolitan
Line.
Sorry.
Hudson.
What's wrong with your stomach?
I've no idea.
Well, look, have something to eat.
No, not for me, thanks. I don't eat food anymore.
What?
Yeah, I've become a breatharian. We get all our nourishment from prana.
Oh, right, so you eat fish?
No, prana, the holy light.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said haddock.
No, see, look, it's all in this book, Living on Light. All we need in order to live a truly spiritual life are light and, of course, air, hence the term breatharian.
So you don't even have water or anything?
No, nothing at all. Only breath. I mean, only air.
Hmm. Does that mean you don't go to the loo, then?
No. I occasionally pass a sort of small, round pellet, rather as an owl would.
Really?
Yeah, which I leave on my dressing table.
Right.
Yeah, the sort of smooth, brownish things.
Right.
Look a bit like Smarties.
Right.
And in fact, I keep them in an old Smartie tube for convenience.
Right. Oh.
You didn't...
Oh, no, no, God, no.
Oh,
no, 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 no. Look, are you sure you hadn't better eat something? You've got to keep your strength up, you know. You've got that Roseanne impression coming up later, and you know how hard you find impressions.
Look, I don't do impressions, all right? I've got multiple personality disorder. It's a different thing.
Well, you know, whatever.
It's Roseanne today, is it?
Yep.
Oh, dear.
Why? What's the matter?
Nothing. I just feel a bit... Oh, a bit dizzy. Oh...
Oh, for... Mel, come on. Mel, oh, Leslie, can you give me a hand? Mel's fainted.
Here, I've got some smelling salts. Try these.
Oh, great, thanks.
Come on, love.
Where am I?
You're on board a spaceship bound for Venus, where you'll be subjected to extensive psychological and physical experimentation.
Oh, thank God for that. I thought I was in the flat with Vicky.
No, sorry, you actually are. It's me. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, you fainted.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, Leslie brought you around with some smelling salts. That was a bit fortuitous, actually, Leslie. Do you always carry those around with you?
Oh, it's amyl nitrate, actually.
That's nice.
guys.
Yeah, so look, are you well enough to carry on now?
Oh, no, actually, I still feel quite wobbly. I think I'd better just sit quietly.
Oh, okay.
Maybe watch a bit of telly.
Right.
Actually, do you know what I fancy?
What?
I fancy one of those, she's tough, she's in a man's world, but the clever twist is she's a woman type series.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. She's like tough-talking, no-nonsense sort of a character, yeah. But deep down she's really feminine and vulnerable.
Yeah. Should we see if there's one on?
Yeah, all right, pass me that paper. Oh, no.
What is it?
Touch of Frost.
Oh, no. What about later on?
No, it's on all evening. It's a special feature-length episode.
The other channel?
No, it's on all channels.
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, there must be loads more of those clever twisties, she's a woman type series just waiting to be done.
Well, don't worry. Probably someone's pitching those ideas somewhere right now.
Okay, first and foremost, she's always a woman, right? But she's also like a top-level international arms dealer, so she can bring like a feminine twist to the arms trade, you know?
Yeah, she can really feel for the victims,
she
you know?
She can empathise, she's very nurturing.
Yeah, the casting has got to be right. Someone with real gravitas.
Samantha Janus.
Not necessarily conventionally good-looking.
Samantha Janus.
Yeah, and the title is great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Arms and the Woman.
Yeah, or maybe Arms and Legs and the Woman, or sort of Arms and Legs Blown Off by the Woman.
Yeah, some play on words.
Yeah, either along those lines, or a farewell to arms.
No, it'd have to be a hello to arms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because she reads hello.
Yeah. Or how about like, a hello to arms and a farewell to legs.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, she is the Pope, all right?
Yeah, but she's a really ballsy chick, right?
Yeah.
Really feisty.
Very cool, very smart, very sus.
And she's got very good legs.
No, that's legates.
Oh, right, yeah, legates.
Papal legates. She's got very good legates. One of whom she's having a sort of thing with,
yeah,
you
but
know.
It's all quite below the surface.
Yeah, incredible tension, eyes and looks and passing in the corridor sort of thing. And then she gets pregnant and has to have an abortion. And so they try to have a disemboweled. Disemboweled, but... She won't stand for it, and she has this brilliant speech about, I may have the weak and feeble body of a woman, but...
But I'm the Pope.
So you can shove it.
She's a really tough...
Middle-aged...
Old-style...
Cop.
She plays by the old rules.
But not by the book. Of them.
No. She's got a lot of very masculine qualities.
Quite blokish.
Yes, so in terms of casting, we're going to need someone pretty ambivalent gender-wise.
Maybe Pat Routledge.
He'd be good.
We were thinking of calling it Touch of Frost.
Right, do you want to watch Touch of Frost then? Mel? I said, do you want to... Oh, for God's sake, she's gone again. Mel, come on. Hang on, this wouldn't be anything to do with that Roseanne impression, would it? Mel? Oh, I get it. Playing dead, are we? Right, if that's the way you want to play it. Leslie?
Yes?
There's a bit of a problem, I'm afraid. Mel's dead.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes, you'd better call an undertaker.
Oh, right. Yes, of course.
And while you're in there, do you think you could get me some of those special biscuits she used to keep hidden at the back of her cupboard?
Right.
Oh, and that new copy of Woman's Own she had in her room.
Okay.
Oh, and that glittery top she bought for Christmas.
No, not that one. That's my favourite.
Sorry, what was that?
Nothing.
Oh, I must have imagined it. So, the glittery Christmas top then, Leslie.
Okay.
Oh, and her wallet.
Yep.
Oh, thanks. Listen, don't forget the undertaker. There are some numbers on the fridge door.
Oh, right.
I think there's one called Swift Exit.
Right you are.
Make sure they get the right flat, though.
All ready for your weekend in the country, are you?
Yes, bags packed and I've called a taxi. I've just got to try and find my barber.
Oh, is he coming with you?
No, I mean my barber,
oh,
you know,
I'm
my waterproof jacket.
Oh, yes. Yes, well, they're essential, aren't they?
Yes, well, I shall be out and about with a country sports crowd most of the time.
Will you really? What, fox hunting and so on?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, one has to enjoy it while it's still legal.
Well, of course, yes.
I mean, they're outlawing all these perfectly innocent things, you know, grouse shooting.
Yes.
Badger baiting.
Yes. Cock teasing.
Yes. I mean, admittedly, some of them are endangered species.
Yes, what, really? Are we in danger of losing cocks?
No, not cocks. No, goodness, no. There are dozens of them around the cottage.
Oh, there really?
Yes, I get woken up by one every morning.
Oh, that is nice.
Yes.
It's all part of nature's way.
Yes, well, yes. I'm very lucky where I am in that respect.
Oh, are you really?
Yes, I straddle the downs.
Do you?
Yes. that. I only have to open the door and they're right on top of me.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes, you know them at all.
The Sussex Downs?
No.
Oh.
Simon and Hugh.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes. Yes. The Norfolk Downs.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that should be the driver now.
Oh. Hello there. About time too.
Good evening, madam. Tony Swift from Swift Exits. My sincere condolences to you.
Oh, don't worry, we weren't quite ready for you anyway.
Is
the baggage?
Yes. Is it ready for removal?
Yes, yes, all packed up neatly. We've just about managed to squeeze it all in.
Oh, right.
Here you go.
Okay, thank you.
And there's the other one.
There are two?
Yes, I like to keep tops and bottoms separate.
Oh, God, I see.
Right, wait for me down there, will you? I've just got to freshen up a bit. Actually, Leslie, can you see if you can get Mel's shoes off for me as well?
Really? Are they your size?
Oh, that sounds like the Undertaker. I'll go. Hello, Swift Exits?
Yes.
Oh, great, the body's through here.
Really? Another one?
Well, it's our first today, obviously. It won't be for you. I'm Vicky, by the way.
Tony Swift. That's a very eye-catching top you're wearing.
Oh, thanks. It's a bit Christmassy, but, you know. So, look, as I say, the body's just in here.
Oh, yes. Oh, gosh, it's quite badly decomposed already.
Not me, you fool!
Oh. That's Leslie, our announcer. This one is the deceased.
Oh, of course, right. Well, I'll get on with preparing her. What sort of look do you want?
Oh, well, the one you're doing's fine. Sort of professional concern, touch of sympathy.
No, I meant for her.
Oh, I see. Sorry. Well, perhaps wistful, pensive, maybe a bit vacant.
No. I mean her clothes, hair, that sort of thing. How do you want the body styled?
Oh, I see. Well, what sort of thing do you do?
Well, the natural look's very big at the moment. Very simple makeup, sheer foundation. Maybe just a neutral lip colour.
I think that sounds okay, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, fine.
Did she speak?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no, that's very common for them to make some noise, actually. It's usually a bit of wind escaping.
She always did have trouble with that.
I'll just go and get my innards pumped from the car, clean her out a bit before I load her up.
Yep, good idea.
I'll need a hand, actually. It's quite a hefty bit of equipment.
Is it? Great. Leslie, you better go with him.
Oh, okay. I've just got to make an announcement first. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome tonight's special guest, Miss Roseanne...
No, Leslie, sorry. Sorry, there isn't going to be a special guest tonight. That was Mel's department and she's dead.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry. I'll go and help him with the thing.
Yep.
What do you think an innards pump is?
Oh, Mel, you're alive. You can do, Roseanne.
No, I'm not. I'm still dead.
Oh, well, you know, have it your own way. It's up to you.
Mind your backs.
Crikey, it's huge.
This is just the nozzle and pump section. He's still trying to get the rest of it out of the van. What was that?
It's just more wind, I think. Look, you better get that thing going as soon as possible.
Right, I'll just get her engaged. There she goes.
Oh, hang on. I think you've got it on blow instead of suck.
Oh, have I?
Oh, my God. Quick, turn it off. She's going all bloated. Oh, my God. It's grotesque.
Oh, damn, Darlene, DJ. Oh,
my God. What's going on? She's speaking.
It's okay. She's become Roseanne.
It's
quick,
really great
quick. Do the announcement.
Hi.
Oh, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please give a big welcome to tonight's special guest? She certainly is a whole lot of woman. Roly-poly, Miss Roseanne Barr.
No. Hey, no, watch it. Listen, what is it with all this roly-poly stuff? I didn't come on this show to be insulted.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry, Roseanne. I do apologize. Let's start by talking about your career. Your sitcom, Roseanne, was on for many series.
Many series, yes.
Yeah. And what happened to the actors who played your kids? What about that little boy, DJ? What's he doing now?
DJ? Oh, you know, it's a shame. He's not doing much. I think he hires himself out for formal occasions, you know.
And Darlene, the younger daughter?
Daughter, she was brilliant.
She was a very promising actress, yes.
Yeah, what happened to her?
I had her killed.
Right.
She was threatening a spin-off, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, so you've come a long way in your life, Roseanne, haven't you? From, like, very humble beginnings to...
to a towering pinnacle of enormous prestige, triumphant success, vast wealth, and worldwide fame, yes.
Has that affected you at all?
Not in the least, no. I just consider myself, you know, really lucky to have been given so many positive qualities. You know, I have guts.
Yeah, you've got a lot of guts.
Thank you. I have drive. I have determination. I have a great...
opinion of yourself.
Thank you. Yes, I do. That's a very important quality. And, you know, I just have this amazing ability to turn anything negative to creative use. You know, you could say I turn pain into gold.
Oh, great. Could you have a look at my foot then? Because it's been hurting quite a bit. I think these shoes are rather small.
Yeah, I was speaking metaphorically.
Right, yeah. Good. So thanks very much for coming on the show, Roseanne. I think all that remains now is for you to do a little number for us.
Well, yeah, I've been trying to avoid that, actually.
No, I mean a song.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I see. Yeah.
So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Roseanne Barr is... Titanic.
No, Roseanne Barr and Titanic.
Oh, sorry.
If you don't mind.
Sorry, Roseanne Barr and Titanic.
Thank you. Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. That is how I know you.
Oh, sorry, I seem to have tripped on something there.
What's happening? Far across the distance. What's happening? And spaces between us.
Sorry, it's the innards pump.
You have come to show you. Go on. Wait a minute, is that machine on again?
Yes, it's okay, I'll fix it. You carry on.
Far, wherever you are.
Damn it, stop.
I'm filling up.
Yes, I find it a very moving song too.
With air, I'm filling up with air.
Oh, I see, sorry. Well, I'm trying to turn this thing off.
Well, can't you hurry up? I'm off the ground here.
Well, sorry.
Once more.
Okay, hold on. Don't worry about it. I'm sure I can sort this out. Just don't panic.
Hurry, I'm almost at the ceiling.
Hang on, I think I've got a knitting needle here somewhere. I'll just try and find it. Don't go away.
Hello, can I come in? Oh, my God, what's going on?
Here, I've got it. Right, hold still. I'm going to deflate you. Here goes. There you are. That Roseanne impression wasn't so difficult, was it, Mel?
No!
Oh, she's fainted again.
What were you doing?
Oh, hi, Tony.
You people are sick!
Bye. Oh, he's left his nozzle. I wonder where he's gone.
Okay, so welcome to the group and this week's session, which is going to be focused on loss. And we have a new face here today, Tony, who is, I believe, appropriately enough, an undertaker.
By profession, yes.
Absolutely. Well, welcome, Tony. I'm Andrew, this is Dan.
Hello.
And Alex.
All right.
So, who'd like to kick us off? Has anyone perhaps suffered any loss recently that they'd like to tell us about?
Well, yeah, I have.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Alex. What kind of loss?
Well, it's mainly from the front and sides, but, like, quite a lot from the crown now as well.
Right, right. So, hair loss.
Yeah.
Well, that must be very distressing, Alex.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's not noticeable to anyone else yet, but...
No, of course not. No, no.
Well, not with that wig on.
What do you mean?
No, nothing.
I'm not bald yet.
No, Alex. I'm sure Dan didn't mean to be insensitive there. Of course you're not bald. You've got a fine set of bushy eyebrows. So, has anyone else had a loss of any kind?
Well,
yes, Dan?
Yes. I should probably warn everyone that I'm liable to be a bit unpredictable for the next few weeks because I've actually just lost someone very, very close to me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dan. Was it a relative?
No, an iguana. But I've had her for 17 years and she passed away yesterday.
Right, right. Was it old age?
No, it was an accident. I had her out of the cage and we were playing as usual and, you know, sometimes it all gets pretty boisterous.
Right,
and,
yeah.
So I'm wrestling together and on this occasion I maybe cuffed her a bit hard, I don't know, but anyway... She went scuttling off behind the radiator and by the time I could get to her, she'd perished.
Right, right. So how are you feeling now, Dan?
Well, still pretty numb.
Emotionally?
No, physically. I had my arm down the back of the radiator for quite a while. The feeling hasn't come back yet.
Right, right.
I know I shouldn't get so upset over an animal, but it's just that she was the only person who's never laughed at me.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay, Alex. That's okay. That's a very common reaction, you know, probably stemming from fear. You see, death is such a taboo subject. People can feel threatened by the very mention of it. I mean, in a less sensitive environment, they can punish or even cast out someone who breaks that taboo.
Yes, I find that in my work, actually. I mean, I remember once we were taking this body out and it was a very narrow stairwell in this person's house and, well, we were struggling away with it and I happened to slip on the stair and one of the arms fell out of the bag and the hand sort of lodged itself against my face.
I don't think we want to hear about that, Tony. Would you mind leaving?
Okay, right, yep.
Right. I've been thinking about your loss, Dan, and yeah. I'd just like to try something that might help you through the grieving process. Do you think you could visualise Alex as Iggy?
Well, yes. She was rather bald, yes. Yeah.
No, of course not, Alex, but you do look a bit like a lizard.
Yeah, fair point.
Okay. Dan, is there anything you feel was left unsaid between you and Iggy before she died?
Well, yes, I mean, now I come to think of it, there probably were some things I regret not saying while I had the chance, yeah.
Okay, Alex, you're Iggy.
All right. I am the passenger...
No, Iggy. Iggy Dan's iguana.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant Iggy Pop. Right, well, do they make any noise?
Not unless they're stuck behind the radiator.
Right, do you want me to try and...
No.
So, Dan, go ahead. What is it you'd have liked to say to Iggy when she was still alive?
Don't go behind the radiator!
Okay, well done, Dan, well done. Thanks, Alex, okay?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now, what's essential after a role play like this is that it's vital for Dan's sake that we take the time to just sit back... Oh, bugger! See you all next week.
Mel, I'm just going out to get some fresh air. Do you want me to get you some? Mel? Oh, still at it, are we? Oh, well, see you later.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Tony. What are you doing back here?
Well, I've been in male group therapy and...
This was less scary.
Yeah.
Right. Well, look, she's still through there if you want to take her away.
Oh, right.
Can you see yourself out?
Wait. Where would you like her final resting place to be?
The Far East.
By courier? No problem.
Hello, I'm back. Anyone here? Great, he's got rid of her. No more hemorrhoid cream cluttering up the bathroom. No more tuneless humming all day long. No more...
Fighting over the phone bill.
Fighting over the phone bill. Where are you?
I'm under the floorboards.
What?
Yeah. Tony reckoned it was going to be a bit tricky getting me to the Far East, so he decided to bury me under the flat.
Right.
Oh, hang on, Vicky. You've got something stuck on the bottom of your shoe.
Oh, no. What is it?
Oh, it looks like a couple of French women.
Ooh la la.
Bonjour, Françoise.
Bonjour, Gauloise.
One more.
So, are you well? Your cold is better?
Oh, a bit better. You know, I'm still feeling quite Flemish.
Oh, how trying.
Yes.
Yes, I hate the Belgians.
Yes, me too.
Is that why your voice sounds a little bit different today?
No, it's a new accent I'm trying out. It's more sort of French-Canadian.
Oh, yes. It's more sort of nasal and drawly. It's very chic.
You know, it's a bit like Juliette Binoche in The English Patient.
Of course, it suits you.
You know that bit where she goes, "Don't go, I'm frightened."
Oh, yes, I'm frightened.
I'm frightened I might be turning into Lloyd Grossman.
That bit, yes, that bit is so moving.
Only Juliette Binoche can do this so movingly. You know, the English would have got Juliette Stevenson.
Yes, she would do it badly.
Truly badly.
Truly badly, feebly.
Binoche is the best. Do you remember that bit where she's buttering on the door of the barn where the Indian sergeant is sleeping like this, bam, bam, bam?
Yes, and she's stamping her foot and going, woof,
woof.
Yes, only a
French actress can do this so movingly.
And stamp her foot like that without hurting it.
Yes, and go woof without sounding like a gorilla.
And get cross in that way that makes men start snogging you immediately.
Yes, yes, men love a show of temper. English women do not know this.
No, they don't know how to create desire in a man by flying off the handle all the time and stomping about in a paddy like we do.
Mm. Yes, it's so true. You know, the other day my husband did not kiss me as he left for work. I thought, aïe, he begins to tire of me.
Undoubtedly, that is one of the signs, you know. What did you do?
Well, that night, to prepare for his arrival home, I cooked his favorite meal.
Of course.
I put on some classical music.
But yes.
And I pulled out one of my own eyes.
Marvelous. You know, he must have been so pleased.
Yes, he certainly began to pay me a bit more attention.
Yes.
All the way in the ambulance, anyway.
Yeah. This is strange, because the other day, my husband yawned a little at the breakfast table, just a little like this. Oh. And I too think, aïe, he begins to tire of me.
Désastre incroyable. What did you do?
I deliberately locked myself out of the house so that I could batter against the door like this. Bam, bam, bam.
Bam, 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 yes.
And I'm stamping my foot and going, waf.
Waf, like a gorilla, yes, yes. It sounds magnificent. Did he make love to you immediately?
Pas du tout.
But why not?
He said if I could not be bothered to pull my eye out, he could not be bothered to pull himself out.
Ooh la la.
Yeah, I must have brought them in with me from outside.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present the finale.
Oh, right, finale time. Well, looks like I'm going to be doing a solo for once. At first I was so scared, I was terrified, that I could never do the show without you by my side. But then I spent about 5 seconds thinking how you always got it wrong. Strong and had you FedEx to Hong Kong. But now I'm back from my resting place. I had enough of lying down there with you treading on my face. I should have reinforced the flooring, should have put down quarry tiles. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back here with your piles. All right, now go back through the floor, just get back down there, get down there yourself, you stupid whore. You'd poison so I'd die on all my eyes.
What's the matter with it?
I'll stay alive.
Nothing, I just had to change the words.
As long as you learn how to lock
and you could learn to drive, I've stolen all your glittery tops.
I've eaten all your Cocoa Pops.
I'll stay alive. I'll stay alive. Hey, hey.
The Hudson and Pepperdine Show was written and performed by Mel Hudson and Vicky Pepperdine with Martin Hyder and Jim North. The script editor was Graham Garden. Music was by Richard Webb, and the producers were Claire Jones and Helen Williams.
It took all the strength I had not to fall apart.
No, Mel, we've finished now.
Oh, sorry.